Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, Brian Freeman. And for this week's episode, we are visiting with senior safety from the football team, Jeremy Reeves. Jeremy, appreciate your taking the time.
No problem. Thank you. It's good to be here.
You know, just to lay it out there for you, congratulations. I think you are the first person since we've started this that's going to be a repeat guest.
Yeah, actually, you just found that out, so that's good to hear.
I don't have a belt for you for it, though, so you're only going to have to, I guess, walk out of here with a little bit of pride and honor.
It's okay. I won me a belt last week, so I'm good with that.
You know, it's one of the reasons why I want to talk to you this week. You know, as we sit here recording about half a week after winning the battle for the belt, beating Troy at their place, is that a win that you're still savoring, or have you followed the 24-hour rule and kind of moved on from it?
It's funny because right after the game on the way home, I started watching film on ULM. You know, that game was great to, you know, do that for the program and, you know, on such a big stage. But it's on to the next week now. This game is really personal for a lot of guys. We went down there and we feel like we got beat last year bad, and the score, you know, didn't show it, but we physically got beat that game, and this one's personal for a lot of guys. So I think we buried that game as soon as we played it, and it was on. I was on this week.
All right. So I don't know if you've gone back and looked at any of the film from it as you prepare for this week, but even in the moment on the field, the performance and looking at stats afterward, is that the best you guys have played as a defense this year at Troy last week?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, our defense was – we played lights out. And the thing we've been looking for this year was consistency. We haven't had a consistent game where we've dominated the game from the first to the fourth quarter. And I think that game was, you know, huge for us and a confidence booster. But we have to bring it back again this week because, like I said, consistency has been a huge issue. Can we do the same thing 2 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row, 4 weeks in a row? So I think we have to go prove ourselves as a defense and as a team that, you know, we can show up every week.
So when you go back and look at that, what do you think the key was? What did you guys do really well that set the tone for that performance against the Trojans?
We just practice hard, man. We practice with a purpose every day, and we have to bring that to practice every week, not just rivalry week or not when, you know, we're playing a Power 5 school. We have to bring that for every team because, as you can see, ULM wasn't, you know, the team that they were this year, and now I think they're 3-1 in conference, you know. So, I mean, we have to bring that, you know, preparation every day, and it starts today. And it's going to be from today till, you know, we play.
For you, you had six tackles and interception in the game at Troy. And when you go back and look at it, I mean, that's a deflected ball. You're diving. I've actually got a picture in our archives where you're laid out parallel to the ground to make that catch. You know, when you think about it, do you think that, like, you've ever had a better individual play? Whether it's here or even going back to your high school days?
Well, you know, the thing is, that was an individual play at all, actually. You know, that play wouldn't happen if it wasn't for Darian, you know, getting that ball out. And then it wouldn't have happened if my D-line wouldn't have got that pressure. So, you know, it was never individual play. You know, I don't know how I made that play in the heat of the moment. But, you know, I give credit to D-Mills, man. He made that play happen for me. And it was a huge play that turned the game. But honestly, it's one of the freakiest plays I've ever made in my career. I've never had such acrobatic, you know, catch like that before. So I'd say that's probably like top two.
Among the other things of your performance in the Troy game, there was post-game celebration, and I have to ask you, since you owned up to it on social media after the fact, you ever hurt your coach before?
Nah, I've never hurt my coach before. I didn't think I hurt coach either that after that. Then he was like, ah, and I was like, okay, let me put him down. I didn't think I was squeezing that hard, but, I mean, I'm glad coach is okay. And we talked about it and we laughed about it yesterday, so I'm glad he's doing good.
So as we've talked here, you know, okay, you got to do the same thing this week. Do the same thing in practice. Bring the same thing Saturday against Louisiana Monroe and homecoming. But you feel like at least when you see the performance and the statistics and knowing what you guys did well at Troy, you feel a sense of confidence in your group moving forward that is something that you can build off of?
Absolutely, yeah. And that is something that we could take from, you know, we could take a lesson from that and say, you know, when we prepare the right way and we do the right things throughout the week and we take care of our bodies and, you know, we just get in the film room, this is the kind of game we can have when we play as a unit. And this is the kind of season we can have when we play as a team. Like, I mean, it was just lights out. And going from that is just, can we do that week after week is the key. Can we bring the same intensity and energy to practice that we brought last week? Not because it's rivalry, because it's ULM. And we have to bring that same intensity and confidence and energy every week, because now we beat Troy, so now everybody's going to say, now we need to beat these guys. There's a target on our back, just like it was against Mississippi State last year.
So, I mean, obviously, as student-athletes, as players, as competitors, and I'd say the same thing to the coaches because they're in the same boat as you. You know, you look at the results because that's what matters at the end of the day, not necessarily the statistics. But, you know, the numbers from the first two games weren't great, even though I think and some other people who see you guys know that you played better than the numbers imply. Right. But when you have that tough start to the season, do you guys feel like that maybe the confidence was lacking a little bit early because some teams did some things against you, or was it just, you know what, they're good teams, it's going to happen, gone?
I mean, yeah, we knew, like, no, Ole Miss is a great program. They got heck of athletes on that side of the ball, on that offensive side of the ball and defensive. And same with Oklahoma State, you know, they got a Heisman candidate quarterback, a first-round draft pick at quarterback, and they got some, you know, NFL receivers out there. So we knew, you know, these were going to be some tough opponents. But I don't think it was a lack of confidence going into those games. You know, we expected to win those games, and it was just a lack of execution on our part. It wasn't so much of what they did, it was what we didn't do. You know, we have game plans, and we have, you know, we didn't win situation downs on defense. We didn't win situational downs. We didn't win, you know, the turnover margin. And, you know, that's what you need to, you know, win games. So I think that was more on us, not taking away from those teams. Those are great programs. They have great teams. You know, they have great players. But we, you know, we could have made those games a lot better if we would have executed better.
But in retrospect, do you think that playing that caliber of opponent right off the bat has helped you as the season has gone on and now you get in the Sun Belt play?
Absolutely. Yeah, when you open up with, you know, two Power 5 teams like that, I mean, one was top 10 at a point in time. I think they're back in the top 10 now. But, I mean, when you play teams like that, they get you ready for the rest of the year. The grunt of the year, the games that matter are the conference games. I mean, if you look at most of other people's schedules, most of the other guys in the conference haven't even played their out-of-conference games. So, I mean, now we can focus strictly on conference. These guys still have, you know, other conference. I think ULM plays Auburn. And towards the end of the year, you know, so I mean that's huge for us. We get to, you know, get that exposure and that you know, that beginning of the year rust off, and then we can, you know, shake it off and, you know, play good ball for the rest of the year. And I think that's what helped us in the Troy game, honestly, playing those tough teams and then getting ready for, you know, the big games that we're going to need in these conference games. And you know, it showed on Saturday or on Wednesday. I mean, we played lights out, and I think that's credit to playing those big games.
So, looking back a few weeks ago, the last time we were at Ladd Peoples Stadium was a tough game because you guys played really well defensively. And then individually, you finished with 12 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, 3 passes defense. I mean, the statistical performance was one of the more balanced, well-rounded in this program's history. When you look at it, did you think you played a good game against Idaho? And if yes, does it rank among your best complete game performances?
I do not think I played a complete game against Idaho. As crazy as that may sound, you know, statistically, that wasn't my best performance. You know, I lost some one-on-one battles, which happens in football. But I tell you, I'm very critical on myself, so I take those personal. And, you know, I just felt like I could have done more things execution-wise to help my team out. But, you know, I'm learning from that. I've learned from it. And better believe this week I'm bringing everything I got, because last year they got me. So I'm bringing 120% this week, because this one's very personal for me. And, you know, it's my get-back game, I should say. So,
when you're playing well, what are you doing best? What's the key for you having a good game?
Just understanding what offenses are trying to attack us at, you know, depending on if we're in man or zone or whatever we're running, where they're trying to attack us and who they're trying to attack. You know, some guys may be tired, you know, some guys might are OCC that in the box. So, you know, if I'm the high safety, I try to play towards that person because I know quarterback is naturally going to try to throw to that person. Or a zone, you know, playing the soft spots. You know, some receivers are taught now to sit it down in soft spots, you know, if we're playing zone. So just understanding quarterback and what OCs are trying to do and putting out the quarterback's vision and, you know, just trying to make plays. So I think just understanding football and then understanding concepts and understanding what teams are trying to attack us in is when I play my best football.
How much film do you have to watch during the week to feel like you're prepared for what you've seen them do on Saturday?
Saturday, I kid you not, I watched the Georgia State ULM game 3 times in the same day, just on TV. That wasn't even film. I just wanted to, you know, get repetition at what they were trying to do. So I could have told you, I could have wrote a game plan for you on Saturday of what they were doing. But, I'm watching film every day. I mean, at least 3 hours out of the day, you know, that's to feel comfortable. And, you know, even when we travel, you know, and we're on Fridays, I'm still watching film on the way to the movies or anything. So, I mean, it's a nonstop thing. That way on, you know, on Saturday, I can – games like I had against Idaho were because of film, you know, because I knew what they were trying to do. And, you know, formations and alignments, all that stuff gave that away. So, just, you know – just getting the film and, you know, paying heavy attention to details is, you know, how I have those big games. So just following up on that.
You guys are midway through your second season under Coach Womack. You sense a difference in how easy it is to play in this system and what you guys are doing at this point?
Coach Womack, at the beginning of the year, the big thing he stressed this year is, like, now you guys know the defense. Last year we were a little unsure. It was new to us. You know, it was different concepts, different, you know, football. So this year, you know, with 2 years under our belt, with a spring under our belt too, we know the defense. We understand what everybody's doing, not just our job. So now at this point, the thing he stressed was go play football now. Just go play football, go make plays. And I think that's helped, you know, loosen up a lot of the guys and, you know, loosen up a lot of the pressure that they might have been feeling last year. And just letting guys go have fun, man. This is what we do for a living. You know, this is how you got here. So go have fun, man.
You know, coaches a lot of time will talk about in that process of learning a defense where, you know, the more they think you guys as student athletes, as players are thinking about things, the slower you are. A little harder it is. Is that something that you, as the student athlete, as the player, do you notice that in the game where you're like, I think about that too much and you're a step behind? Or is that something that coaches notice and that you don't feel it during the game?
No, the worst thing you can do is think on the field, man. I tell all those guys, I tell many of the younger guys when they, you know, get out there, just, you know, don't think. You know, you do your thinking in here in the film room, you know, where you want to, you know, play at is out there. You want to, at that point, you know what's going on. You know what to do. Just go play football now. thinking slows the or it makes the game so much harder than it has to be, you know, because you can't play loose. You're worried about messing up. I mean, it's just a number of things that can go wrong in your head. So, you know, you're playing tight, and that's the worst thing you could do. So, you know, just playing loose, you know, getting in the film room to understand what's going on. So when you get out there, it's second nature to you.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Jeremy Reeves, senior safety from the football team, following up on the Battle of the Belt win at Troy last week. Six games in, 43 tackles, five behind the line, six passes defense, two forced fumbles, an interception, fumble return. Been all over the place. As you, you know, that's past performance, though. For you individually and as a defense, what are your expectations and your goals the second half of the season?
Just to finish better than we started, I would say. Bring intensity toward, you know, each game more and more. I mean, that's how you, you know, become a dominant defense. Win the game on defense. You know, we say that we love to be in situations where we can win games. Idaho, we were in a situation where we could have won a game, and we didn't come through with it. So I think a lot of guys took that personally. A lot of guys, you know, got to have a chip on their shoulder, and including me. You know, I'm pissed off. You know, I'm pissed off about this week. We lost this game last year. We got beat. We got ran down our throat. And this week is very, very, very personal. And you know, better believe, you know, it's going to be a very intense, you know, intense week full of energy, because that's how you win games, man.
Now, fourth year in the program, third year as a full-time starter, and I can point out to the listeners, I mean, you got 240 career tackles. That's top five. You rank in the top 10 in a couple other categories, tackles for loss, 18.5. But there are three school records, career records, that you share or hold. 20 passes broken up, 6 interceptions, 8 forced fumbles. You know, when you know, look at your overall performance since you've been here, and maybe it might be difficult to ask you because you're still in the middle of it, but is there any one of those things that stands out to you that you're most proud of that you've been able to get that far up and do that, you know? Any one stat that stands out to you?
You know, honestly, no, because when I first got here, I wanted to shatter everything. I wanted to beat everything. And, you know, I still am so critical on myself about, you know, all of those accomplishments. I mean, yes, those are my goals and objectives. That's when I first came here, I said that I wanted to be somebody that, you know, was in a record book. I've done that, but I have not done it to the extent that I want to do it. And I want to be, you know, somewhere where people are like, I have to push myself to beat that record. And I'm not where I'm at yet. I'm not where I want to be. I'm nowhere close. But I'm a work in progress. You know, process over product is what I go by. So, you know, stay tuned, because it's going to get worse and worse. These records are going to get, you know, they're going to get bigger and bigger. So, you know, I just got to keep pushing myself and keep going.
Now, you know, one of the things I would talk to anytime I talk to you guys, whether it's feature, whether it's podcast, you know, you get to the point where this time of year, NFL teams send scouts in and out of town every week, leading in the games. They watch practices. How many teams have you talked to a representative from at this point?
Oh, too many to count, man. It's been a lot. It's been a lot of teams come by and, know, talk to me or be at practice, you know. So it's a weird feeling, man. As a kid, you know, you dream about going to play professional football, and then when it becomes reality right in your face, it's just like, holy crap. Like, you know, I watch a lot of these guys on TV, and in like a year, you know, I'm going to be playing with them. It's on the same sidelines. It's weird, it's surreal, but man, it's a blessing just to, you know, have come this far in my life and through all the obstacles that I've been through, and you know, I'm still pushing, I'm still chugging.
You know, I think the thing that what I try and get for our fans and people who follow us is, you know, talk about that. It's a two-way street. That's something you need to worry about. I mean, you come to college to prepare for a future beyond it, but you got to worry about the team, the season, the game, the goals of winning a conference and going to a bowl game. How do you balance the two?
I mean, I don't really think about that next level stuff. I mean, it's going to come. That comes with wins. That comes with performances. That comes with statistics. That comes with bowl games. That comes with championships. So just, you know, taking all of that with a grain of salt and just playing football here, man. You know, I love my teammates here. I've built a relationship with everybody in this field house, man. And I love being around these guys. So I'm enjoying these days now because I know they're getting shorter and shorter by the day. And just, you know, cherishing the moments that I've spent here and, you know, just preparing my team to win each week. You know, that stuff comes, like I said, that stuff comes with winning. You know, you get exposure by winning games. You know, teams want to come see winners. They want to come see guys that perform every week. So just worrying about what I have to do every week and, you know, doing my job and just making plays like I've been doing, and that stuff will come.
Jaguars are 2-4 at this point, but 1-1 in the Sun Belt Conference. Six conference games left. Starts with homecoming this week for Saturday afternoon at Ladd Peebles Stadium against Louisiana Monroe. If you build on the Troy win, win more games, move up the conference standings, if you are able to be one of the leaders who helps take this team to a bowl game and potentially win the Sun Belt Conference, that hasn't been done here before. What would that mean to you to be able to accomplish that your last year?
Oh, man, that would mean the world to me. I was sitting in bed thinking about that the other day. Just the teams that have come through here, the Malik Harris's and the Montel Garners and the Kadarius Fords and, you know, just great leaders that have been through this program, Ross, just guys that you know, I really molded a lot of my game and stuff after and my leadership ability just because I came in when those guys were here. So, I mean, if I could just do that, you know, that would make everything that I went through in my life kind of, you know, just all the more worth it because I did something here that, you know, is lasting. You know, they'll call this team and these guys back in 20, 30 years and say, this is the team that won the first conference championship at the University of South Alabama. And that would mean the world to me, man, because, you know, it's a lot to put – it was a lot put in here, you know, since I came here. This program's come a long way. We've changed the culture here so much. And just to be able to give back to Coach Jones and, you know, these other coaches that, you know, took a chance on a lot of us kids that, you know, that were under-recruited or, you know, they didn't think we had the ability to play at this level. Just to give back to those guys, man, it mean the world to me, and I know it mean the world to them. So, We're pushing hard right now because it's up in the conference is up in there right now. You know, it's a lot of 1-1 teams in conference, and it's a long season to go. So, just got to keep pushing, keep fighting, getting better every day.
Yes, this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Jeremy Reeves, senior safety from the football team, Louisiana Monroe, 4:00 Saturday. Wish you best of luck this week and the rest of the season, and appreciate the time.
Thank you. No problem.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!